Shalom, it's Tahira here, and also I chose to read from this Speech Maitreya on Communities of Light, and the section that I'm reading in is the Messiah. The Messiah is the one who comes to earth to further human progress toward their goal and their understanding of God. Really, the greatest message you can take to humanity is that the Messiah, the expected one, is here. Isa, Jesus, chose 12 disciples and sent them out. They had only one message, that the kingdom is at hand. Everyone knew what they meant. That was the message, that the Messiah is here. The King is here. Every Jew knew what that meant, so when they said the kingdom is at hand, that meant that the expected one is on earth. And that is the greatest message that has to be given to humanity, to know that the fulfillment of the prophecies has manifested. After they accept that, in reality they are accepting our teaching. Some people will accept our teaching, message, and then accept the messenger. But the first real message is, the Messiah is here. Of course, you have to believe it and eventually realize it by yourself. So first of all, you realize it either in your mind by reading the teachings, or you realize it in your heart by just knowing that what Maitreya is saying is the way and truth, and what he is claiming is the truth. And when you do that, then you proclaim it with your mouth. But it is not enough to say, well, I have found the Messiah. You must also work on yourself to become a part of this process that we have already given. So this time everything has been given all together. There is more than one aspect to be revealed. It is not only grace, or love, or the communities, or mysticism, or the mystery schools like in Hinduism, or the Kabbalah, communities by the children of Israel, etc. Grace came by Isa, law with Muhammad, and universalism with Bob. All of these truths make us realize that each reveal a part of the greater truth. You see, when you put a lot of parts together, the body you will create is greater than the parts. So this time, it is no longer a part, but the whole body of truth together. It is not only the kingdom of heaven within you. It is not only the kingdom of heaven without you. It is not only the kingdom of heaven in heaven, but all three. It is not only realizing who the Messiah is, but also doing the work. It is not only the bhakti yoga, devotion to God or the Messiah, but also jnana yoga, knowledge, and karma yoga, work. It is a combination of all of these which have come to humanity. This time, it is not only to realize the Messiah, but also to participate in the work. Realizing the Messiah is the beginning point. It is not the end. After you realize that, then you start the work to build the body, to become a part of the whole, to create the initial hierarchy of elders, to create the communities of light, to create the manifestation of the hierarchy from the communities of light, and to bring about all possibilities for human progress on all levels of human existence, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Know that the presence of the Messiah on earth is a rare occurrence, and being able to serve him is even rarer. Never has a Savior come who has saved all instantly and never will there be one. It is the wishful thinking of the childish character who believes in this. Karmically, Maitreya is bound to follow the laws of the universe. Each person has to grow. The Savior can show the way, but it is you who has to walk it. Humanity always had this illusion that the Savior is the one who is going to come and save them. Moses did not do it. Isa did not do it. Muhammad did not do it. Bob did not do it. The only thing they said was, God sent us. We have a message for you. Are you going to grow up? The people said, no, kill him, crucify him, stone him, etc. But we are now here. We can grow up. We can do it. It is very simple. Communities of light. It is so simple. Communities of light. Come together. Create communities. And love one another as I love you. Get out of this world. Be in the world, but not of it. It has already been given to us how to do it. It is the formula to create the communities of light and peace to earth. If you see the signs on earth, the fulfillment of prophecies through Maitreya, and the truth in our teachings, that should be sufficient to guide you to the right path. Many people had great experiences with Maitreya, and they still fell into Maya. Maitreya says, I never claimed that my name is Maitreya. The name was given to me. I was not expecting to receive anything from higher energies, but this was revealed through me. So, I never claimed to be carrying any energy. Of course, his energy is there. I would like people to see the truth. What has been revealed through me, through the prophecies, through the teachings, through the word that has come through Tho, through the truth of the unification of all religions together as one, through the possibility to bring peace and unity to humanity through the communities of light. The truth that the only way is the formation of the communities of light, and then they will see that the prophecies are fulfilled.